Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, again, I just want to go back to live or shooting from the hip here. You just heard the commercial, friends, the propagandist and being used to go ahead and promulgate a message that's completely untrue. As I told you, friend, they're going to tell you that, you know, a certain amount of people have been vaccinated. You just heard during the break that over 150 million Americans have been vaccinated. Isn't that interesting how those numbers just jumped so conveniently, friends? And I want to tell you this. And I don't want to hear, Bradley, why didn't you tell us this? This is something I'm telling you before it happens, because I've been warning you about this since day one. They're using these numbers because they want to single you out, those that have not been vaccinated. And what they're going to do is they're going to continuously embellish these numbers to belittle you. Folks, dictators do it all day long, and they're using the lying press, the 1.7% of the population, the lying press, six corporations, they're useful idiots, are trying to belittle you. They're trying to get you to succumb through fear to go ahead and get your vaccination. I'm here to tell you, it's not true. As a matter of fact, I just did a brand new video, audio, and I want you to hear it, and I want you to see it, friends. But I want to tell you this, too. What we're going to be talking about is I actually have Bobby Powell, who's going to be jumping on with me. He is a journalist for almost 36 years, and what he wants to do is he wants to bring information to you concerning the D.C. information he has and the horrific treatment of those that have been accused and arrested for their involvement, when in fact, folks, when it comes to the matters and it comes to the facts, we already know that this was a staged event by their brown shirts. So we'll get Bobby Powell on here in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, I want you to check this out, friends, concerning what's been going on, how I continuously forewarn you as to what's going on, and how they're trying to get people to come to their next move. This is the information that they do not want you to have. Check this out on... Since the very beginning of this pandemic concerning an invisible deadly virus that's going to kill everyone, which, by the way, we all know is aimed at our God-given rights. Anyways, this invisible deadly virus that's going to kill everyone, if we don't blindly rally along with the narrative of a fear that they drive in hopes that we are brought to their resolve, you know, which we all know is their version of a vaccination, that is in fact hurting, maiming, and even killing people, that are the recipients of these deadly experimental injections. We have seen the said representatives and governments transgress over and over, namely in the United States, our U.S. Constitution and our enumerated laws. We have seen them illegally attack the churches, illegally attack businesses, and even illegally attack individuals through forced compliance measures. friends, they do this because they know that they've lost the narrative. As a matter of fact, they lost the narrative long ago, and that is no matter how hard they push their agenda. We all know that the majority of the frontline health workers have refused their experimental injections. We know that the majority of the military has refused their experimental injections. As a matter of fact, we know that the Food and the Drug Administration employees have even refused their experimental injections. The Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and yes, even the National Institute of Health refuse what it is that they themselves are trying to sell the rest of us. And regardless of what the controlled opposition coming from the likes of a self-proclaimed evangelical leader, Franklin Graham, who wants to sell us concerning this pitch of love your neighbor as yourself, folks, it's all failing and failing miserably. Listen to this quick parable, if you will. While eating out with my family during the beginning of this pandemic, I noticed something that we should, well, all take heed to. The big screen televisions were playing the local NFL football game, and what I noticed was that they had dummies in the stands. Literally, friends, dummies with smiling faces, but what struck me as odd was the audience that sounded like it was in full capacity. It sounded like, in fact, that there was 73,000 people in that stadium, and yet there was not one person in the stands.
Touchdown, Minnesota!
It reminds me of a Saul Alinsky strategy of making the enemies, that's you and me, believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Isn't that what they're doing with the alleged recipients of this experimental injections in hopes of singling everyone out that dares defy and resist? Why, yes it is. Folks, they can't even tell you the truth when it comes to the numbers. First, it was 66 million that have taken their experimental injections. And then, through the mainstream media and their useful idiots, we were told that there was 100 million people that took their experimental injections. And then a couple days later, it went back down to 77 million. And before you knew it, and right on cue, they magically propagandized Americans with the fact that now, say they, 60% of all Americans have now played the part of a helpless guinea pig when we have all now succumbed to their experimental injections. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's just not true. Remember Treasonous Joe's threat of we need 70% injected before the 4th of July? And if not, here comes the threat, we may have to shut everything down again?
We need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands, stay socially distanced, and keep wearing the mask as recommended by the CDC. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
It's aimed at singling you out, friends. It's aimed at isolating you, polarizing you, and demonizing those that have not taken it, period. They want you to believe that everyone is going along with this, when in fact, again, they are not. As a matter of fact, if it were true, then why did the compromised in this criminal conspiracy have to resort to bribery, coercion, manipulation through allurement? Pretty telling, is it not? I mean, we have lotteries in Ohio. CNN reported Ohio's Vax-a-Million lotteries boost COVID-19 vaccination rate. Well, this is what the governor...
Folks, we're going to come back to this at the end of the show. We got a hard break right now. We got my friend Bobby Powell jumping on with us right after the break. He is an eyewitness to what took place in Washington, D.C., and he's going to tell you information not that so many people want to hear, but it's what they need to hear, and it's the truth of the matter which tears down the lie. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without..." without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty on June 28th, we are going to be at 1360 KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado. We're going to be there this Monday. They're actually doing some more things down there right now, and we're trying to figure out all the details. But as they transpire, we will share them with you. But don't forget that date, 6 p.m. on Monday, June 28th at KHNC there in Johnstown, Colorado. Folks, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on in this country right now, and we're being told, as usual, a lot of lies concerning what's going on. And concerning the first segment, we're going to get back to that after our time with Bobby Powell here. But Bobby Powell, who I'm pulling up right now, was an eyewitness to what took place there in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to let him give you the details. But again, I want to introduce him. Bobby Powell has been a journalist for almost 36 years, writing for newspapers, hosting radio and television programs for mainstream media. In 2008, he created his own show, The Truth is Viral, and he's also a host of Your Defending Fathers on 97.7 WCHY in Sheboygan, Michigan. So without further ado, welcome Bobby Powell. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Bradley. How's the audio sound?
The audio sound. You sound fantastic. We're totally fine on that front. Yep, we're great there. Okay, so I got some information from you a couple days ago telling me what your part was to play as an eyewitness in Washington, D.C., and it's ironic. I mean to say that in the sense of understanding the Lord is putting this together piece by piece prophetically, no doubt in my mind. But we had a caller in on Saturday talking about the very issues that you're going to bring to the table concerning what's being broadcast into 153 cities even now on the Sons of Liberty. So why don't you go ahead and share with us as to what transpired there in Washington, D.C., and what is it concerning the information that you have that we don't have?
Okay, well, it's very simple. I was at in Washington D.C. with Pete Santilli. You know, we're good buddies. He was continuing to broadcast the president's speech down by the Washington Monument, and since we're pooling our resources, I felt that it would be prudent to walk down to the Capitol to catch video of a million people walking straight at me, because that's what the plan was, right? Everybody's supposed to go to the Capitol and make their voices peacefully heard, according to the president. So when I got there, it was 2:08 p.m. The president still had over half an hour to speak, and the Capitol was already under attack. Now, I had my fiance with me, so I didn't want to get her into any of this mess. And we went around the Capitol to where our car was parked. And when we get to the east side, that side is also under attack. Well, there's a Department of Homeland Security truck right there at the base of the Capitol steps on the east side. So I sat her down there and said, honey, you stay here. I'm going to go do my thing. Well, I went and did my thing. And I recorded two men attacking the Capitol. They were breaking windows and pushing people inside, Bradley. Okay, these two men have not been arrested, and they are not on the list of suspects that are being sought by the FBI. Now, I provided the FBI with 29 minutes of stable 1080p high-definition video more than 5 months ago. Neither man appears in any of the 400-plus indictments. I've checked every last one of them. Nor does one frame of video or a single screenshot of either man appear on the FBI's webpage that asked the public for help in identifying those at the Capitol that day. It's not on the FBI's YouTube channel, and it's not on their FBI Facebook page. Mm-hmm. They keep on putting up all these fuzzy pictures of people doing nothing but milling around outside and say, help us find this dangerous insurrectionist. But they don't put up high-definition images that I gave them over 5 months ago, almost 6 months ago now.
Yep.
But so anyway, I spoke with agents from the FBI, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Secret Service, and NCIS on January 15th, 2021. I gave each of them a copy of my footage through the email, along with a narrative of what I saw that day. Now, I did end those emails by telling them that if they wanted to interview me, they should contact my lawyer, and I'd be happy to answer whatever questions they might have.
Yeah.
Well, as of today, as of this moment, I have not been contacted by any law enforcement agency to inquire about what I saw and recorded at the east entrance to the United States Capitol on January 6th.
Of course, it doesn't fit their narrative, Bobby, correct?
That's right. Now, I'm a United States Marine. When I acquire a target, I don't let it go. So I sent the FBI several emails and, volunteering to come in and give them a statement. Crickets, nothing. I sent them an email to the FBI's media contact on 5/4/21, and I asked these following questions. Who gave the order to a squad of 8 Capitol Hill police officers to leave a window that had been broken by an Antifa by the name of Hunter Emke undefended with a mob beating down the doors not 30 feet away? Question 2. Who were the two men who were acting calmly with military bearing as if they were carrying out orders, who pulled the window from the frame and tried to push me and others inside the Capitol? Now, third question. I provided the FBI with 29 minutes of HD video, yet no images of these two men are anywhere to be found. The FBI has not arrested them, does not appear to be looking for them, and is definitely not looking for input from the public to ascertain their identities. This is a fact. My viewers and I would really like to know why. And
Bobby, did you have the opportunity to see the bust, those that were bust in concerning the paid provocateurs? Did you eyewitness that by chance?
I did, as a matter of fact, and I recorded it. It was on a live stream that I was publishing to Facebook at the time. All of my live streams on Facebook have been deleted, and I've been deemed a dangerous individual or organization. Mm-hmm. We were working on the Truth is Viral's Facebook page earlier today, and I was looking at the distribution. Okay, now I've got just about 12,000 followers on Facebook, about 43,000 on YouTube. I was looking at the distribution numbers. Bradley, out of 12,000 followers, maybe 40 people see all of, any one of my posts.
Yep.
I am just absolutely shadow banned all over the place. It's funny because Twitter deleted my account 5 minutes after I sent this footage to the Capitol Hill police asking who these men were.
Yep. Well, of course, they're not interested in that truth, and it's I think the people need to listen carefully as to what's taking place here, as to how they're setting the narrative. Bobby, I have over on just my Facebook, speaking of which, that platform on Big Tech, I have over 770,000 friends, and of course, nobody can like my page, but they can unlike it. It's been censored. It's been suppressed. It's been throttled, and people don't realize that if they don't take back their First Amendment, the freedom of speech, and actually deal and prosecute with big tech companies and their said representatives that gave them the privilege, that sit behind big tech and do nothing but appease the American people through their favorite politicians, that they are going to be, as George Washington rightly said, they're going to be sheep led to the slaughter, my friend. What say you?
Well, absolutely. You know, I've been a journalist for 36 years. I do not recognize what they call journalism today. When I was coming up, if we wanted to publish something that was salacious or could, you know, hurt somebody, we had to have two named sources to verify that information.
Yep.
Okay, now all you got to do is to make up a story and say, an anonymous source close to the story says...
Yep.
And then people take it as gospel. Well, yep. It's not gospel. It's a lie. Everything that you see on television, my friends, or hear on the radio from a mainstream media, it's a lie. They've mm-hmm. all got their own agendas. Even Fox News lies. A few years ago when Eric Bolling was fired, he wasn't fired for sending sex pictures to his friends. He was fired because he had outed John McCain for supporting ISIS terrorists in
That's
Syria
right.
on the Five. And so, you know, they... Everybody's got their own agenda, and my agenda is to get this video out to everybody that can see it. Now, Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Josh Hawley have taken possession of the video, but I'm not convinced that they're going to do anything. They're politicians, right?
Yep.
So I am continuing my push to get this out there to everybody. I don't want anybody in this nation not to have seen this footage. Bradley, you've seen it. It's stunning. I was 5 feet away from this guy. I've got great video, and nobody wants to do anything about it. OAN aired it the other night, but I got in touch with Sean Hannity. I know his producer because I was working through the radio station. I've known people that have been on Hannity before, so I had the phone number. Now, I talked with his producer.
Bobby, I got to take a hard break really quick. I'm going to pull you over on the other side. And what I want you to ponder really quick, with the thoughts that you have even now, is I want you to ponder, what are your thoughts as to why this is taking place? What is the message? What is the message of the powers that are tolerated in this country today? What are they trying to send to the American people? I'll leave you with that. Friends, we got Bobby Powell, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The airline industry is facing a pilot shortage. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby saying the problem is in part due to fewer pilots being trained by the military these days. The decline is being felt just as more Americans take to the skies after being vaccinated. The Biden administration announcing it has allocated the last 55 million of the 80 million COVID-19 doses it pledged to distribute across the world by the end of June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explaining why it's taking a while for the vaccines to get to other countries.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
The administration announcing 75% of the vaccine doses will go to COVAX, the International Vaccine Sharing Program. USA Radio News. Vice President Harris is promoting the child tax credit.
Every American family making $150,000 or less will receive the full credit. So many families making more than that will receive partial credit.
Harris traveling to Pittsburgh and noting child tax credit payments start going out on July 15th. It was part of the big COVID relief package that was approved back in March. A country says only vaccinated fans will be allowed at the 2022 World Cup.
Qatar will require visitors for the 2022 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is also working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that while most countries will probably have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, they want to be ready in case some can't. The World Cup in Qatar begins in November of 2022. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and look at the right side of the page. You can click onto social media platforms and join us on Top Chat. Don't forget, folks, over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Put that up against John 844 because that's exactly what we're doing right now with Bobby Powell. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left page over there. Click us on, join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back over to Bobby Powell and get back to this conversation that we were having during the last segment. Folks, if you're just joining us now, Bobby Powell is actually an eyewitness as to what took place there in D.C. As a matter of fact, he even videotaped the things that were taking place. So let's get back over to Bobby. And Bobby, go ahead and finish that thought out that you had during the last segment, if you would.
Okay, sure. And then I want to get to, you know, why they're doing this, okay? You know, as I was telling you, you know, Cinnamon and Holly have the video, but I'm not counting on them at all. I'm trying to get this out there every way that I can. If folks, if you're listening right now, you got a pen and a piece of paper, I want you to write this down real quick. Facebook.com/thetruthisviral. It's that simple. All one word, the truth is viral. Facebook.com/thetruthisviral. Now there you will see a pinned post that is a link to my Twitter feed, my new Twitter feed. I have created a thread that is absolutely going viral. It's going nuts. And you need to get in there and share it so that we can, you know, get this information out there, because that is the only tool that we as Christians are allowed to use. We cannot use offensive violence. If somebody comes after us, hey buddy, then it's on. Okay? But we're not about hurting people, you know, to get our way. But if we have information, if we have truthful information, we are obligated, we are biblically obligated to share that information and bring these scumbags to justice.
Amen.
Okay, now, Representative Paul Gosar called me just a little bit ago, representative from the 4th District in Arizona.
Bobby, so, before you get on to this next point, can you go ahead and send me a link of that right now so I can play it for our social media platform friends? I tried to go over to the information that you just gave unto us, and I cannot for the life of me pull that up. If you can send me that link even now, I will begin to share that with our viewers as you are speaking forth, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. No problem. So why are they doing this? Okay, obviously they hate Trump. Okay, now there is a deep state, folks, and it consists of both Republicans and Democrats. Okay, so this is not a partisan issue. What it is powerful people, regardless of party, that want to hang on to power, and they're hanging on right now by their fingertips. Okay, so they are doing everything in their power to destroy the United States of America. They are attacking us from multiple vectors with all of this transgender garbage and Juneteenth and the riots, the BLM. It's all designed to work synergistically so that basically our nation is just crumbles from within. And this is all a plan. Now, back in the back in 1980, and I'm going to blow some people's minds right now, because Major General Paul Vallely, a darling of the Tea Party, right? He co-wrote a paper entitled From PSYOP to Mind War, The Psychology of Victory, with Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. Michael Aquino is officially retired from the NSA and U.S. Army Special Forces. He is also the founder of the Luciferian cult called the Temple of Set. Yep. And his name has been frequently associated with ritual child abuse cases in the United States military, including the Franklin and Presidio scandals. Yep. Now, Major General Vallely worked with this Satanist to write this paper, From PSYOP to Mind War. And what it does is basically it lays out the tools that the government should use in order to control crowds of any size, from an unruly mob in the streets to entire countries. And basically what it all boils down to is this: if you can create a state of fear constantly, 24/7, you can get people to do anything that you want them to do. And that's what we're seeing right now with the coronavirus and the mask. Half the country is scared to death.
Yeah. I mean, I think that all comes down to as to who they fear. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who rightly said, those that fear the face of God do not fear the face of man, but those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. And when they don't fear the face of God, what they'll do is succumb to that fear. And the Bible is clear when it says that it brings about a snare. But it also tells us, too, as well, my friend, that in 2 Corinthians 1:7, that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So, again, there's a diabolical fear and there's a filial fear, but I just wanted to add that. But say on, Bobby.
Okay, so this is what they're doing. This was 34 years ago, too. Now, there has been significant advances in technology. Now they can not only influence the way you think via radio and television, there is actually technology that can beam sound waves right into the middle of your head, so that you hear whatever they want you to hear. This is done by microwaves and other type of radiation.
Are you linking that to what took place there on January 6th then? Are you suggesting that some of this may have been brought about to play? For example, the Mancurian candidate, do you believe that that's who was sent in to create this? Or do you believe that they were the modern-day version of the brown shirts to go in and create this domestic insurrection, only to blame the American people? Because that's, in fact, exactly what they're doing, Bobby.
Yeah, that's true. And, like I said earlier, they're scared to death of Trump. And
You know what? I want to ask you one question about that since you're bringing that up. I don't really want to get off our topic here. That's why I've kind of been silent here. It's interesting to me that we've been told that there's a deep state, Bobby, but the fact of the matter is the deep state can't do what the deep state does without the politicians doing it for them, regardless of what side of the unconstitutional aisle that we are on. We have over 101 party affiliations. They're all unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And then I would go back to Donald Trump really quick and ask the question, why is it that Donald Trump over the last 5 years has not did one thing to prosecute in draining the swamp that he promised that he would do through that 5-year duration of incumbency?
Well, you know, that kind of bothers me, too. I don't know why Trump didn't really drain the swamp. I mean, think about it. The man was president of the United States for 4 years. He had the National Security Agency in the palm of his hand. And have you ever heard of program Echelon?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, what it is, it's an NSA program, National Security Agency. Every byte of data that leaves every device that you have, your computer, your cell phone, every email, every text message is scooped up by this NSA program called Echelon. They may have changed the name. They do that often. And it's stored. This is why the NSA has these massive server farms, okay, out in Colorado and Utah and whatnot, because they are storing everything on everybody. You go to the restaurant, or not the restaurant, but the grocery store, and you slide your card in there, your customer loyalty card. They know what kind of toilet paper that you buy. They know what type of milk you drink. They know what prescriptions you take. Everything that we do is being scooped up and collated. Now, President Trump had this power at his fingertips. He had Hillary Clinton's emails. He could have published them. Okay, because the NSA has a copy. They've got a copy of everything.
Yeah, so you know, here's the thing with me, Bobby. This is the difference between my message and what I see out there that's so prevalent today. I don't care personally. I don't care what the bad guys are doing. If the 330 million people in this country, my friend, actually feared God, they loved their brothers, they loved their country, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. If we lived our lives in such a fashion that we were in pleasing to God and looking out for, you know, the other guy a little bit. It's interesting. The enemy would be worried about how we're living our lives rather than what we're doing concerning how we're about how they live theirs. I don't care what they have of mine. They can have all the information that they want. The bottom line is they're worried about the way I live my life, and so should every American in this country. And you being a Marine, you all the well know what I'm talking about, my friend.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm not a combat veteran. I was in a combat LOS. I threw 8 pounds of hate downrange with an 81-millimeter mortar for a few years. But Ronald Reagan was my commander in chief. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I never got to get out there and play. And you know what, Bradley? If I can take just a second and get personal, I'm kind of glad I didn't. You know, I've seen my brothers come home from combat and they're just different. Mm-hmm. And 22 of them kill themselves every day because of the things that they have seen and the things that they have done. So I thank God, really, that I never had to take somebody's life. Because if I did, I'm sure I would feel terrible about it. Yep. And it just didn't work out that way.
Amen. But Bobby, I have less than 1 minute. I want to go ahead and drive traffic to you. How do you want people to get a hold of you?
Okay, go to bobpowell.blogspot.com, or you can find my Twitter feed. It's Bobby_P_TTIV. The pinned tweet is what you guys need to send out there. Make sure that you tag celebrities, politicians, everybody that's...
I'll go ahead and drop that information to your friends on the live stream. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, Bobby Powell, we just had him online, and I just shared some links with you over on that of our social media platform, so do check him out, and you can get to know Bobby a little bit better. We appreciate the time that we had. What's so interesting and appreciative on our end is the fact that he got it all on film. And again, it just shows you, friends, that the brown shirts, the modern day brown shirts, were sent in to create domestic insurrection at the Capitol. And the fact of the matter is the FBI, they have no care at all to know the truth of the matter. And I personally experienced that as well. We had at one point, coming from the homosexual agenda, a homosexual lobby in America, where there was bomb threats that were sent our way, death threats that were sent our way for speaking out against the abominable lifestyle of the homosexuals, the sodomites, which scripture clearly condemns over 33 times. And it was interesting, the FBI, they didn't care. They didn't even respond. But now, if the homosexuals would have been, you know, receiving death threats or bomb threats to their organizations, I'll tell you what, friends, the FBI would have been all over that. And you better pay attention to what's going on, friends. Here's the street talking me, okay? You better pay attention, friends, concerning the issues of the day. Well, you have time to pay attention to them. And I'd also suggest, if you don't mind, doing what it is that the Lord has commanded you to do out of love to Him and gratitude to Him for His Son, Jesus Christ, as to what He did on the cross as the propitiation for the sins of the world, that being me and you, and doing what we should be doing while we have the time to do it.
in hopes that at the end of the day, we're not going to wish that we would have when we had the time to do it. Okay, so I'm just, again, doing my job, blowing the trumpet. Bobby Powell is on the air with me, blowing the trumpet. 330 million people, you have to respond to the truth, because nobody's going to do it for you, because you can already see those agencies that have been set up there to protect you, as you well know if you've been listening to the show over the last 17 years, are in fact not there to protect you, folks, as much as they are to protect big business concerning their crimes against you and we the people. They're there protecting corruption in government. And I just want to lay this to your candor before I take this phone call. Isn't it interesting how we look at the Secret Service? Isn't it interesting how we look at the bad guys in the FBI? There's good guys in the FBI, too. Isn't it interesting how we look at the bad guys in the CIA? There's good guys in the CIA, too. They operate compartmentalized, just so you know, different tiers, so on and so forth. Isn't it interesting how we see the police, the bad in the police? There's good in the police, more good than there is bad. But it's interesting how the good allows the bad to do the things that they do. And I'm saying this to the American people before God. It's interesting to me how all these agencies have been created after September 11th that are there to zero in on Christian patriots in America, and yet not at those that mean to subvert and destroy the United States of America. It's amazing to me how we have been led, and we must be doing this blindly at this point, we have been led to believe that these are the good guys, yet we stand back, Americans do, and they watch the good guys do nothing concerning the bad guys. As a matter of fact, they are giving they're giving the impression, friends, that they're actually doing their job when they're protecting the corrupt. I'm here to tell you that is not true at all. I remember being standing in front of the People's White House. We were called to do an event out in Washington, D.C. with WND and company, World Net Daily. And I remember standing there, and I remember watching the Secret Service protect that of criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, entertaining America's sworn enemies within the People's White House, as if to suggest that they were doing their job. Folks, the fact of the matter is, and most people don't know this, they are doing their job, but it's not for the good of the we, the people in this country. It's good for the special interest groups that they work for, because Secret Service today, friends, in many cases, more than not, is there to protect their interest in the man that they call the President of the United States of America. They are there to watch over him, to report back to those that control your president. Don't doubt what I'm telling you for a minute, friends, because that's the fact of the matter. But we better distinguish as to what is good and what is bad in this country, Ezekiel 44:23. Because when you see these people protecting the corrupt in government today, they're not doing their job. No. And I'm talking about doing their job of upholding the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. They're not doing their job. No, they're helping tear it down, along with the corrupt politicians that they're protecting. That's what's happening. And if you think otherwise, why don't you prove me wrong? 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Oh, I'm sorry. Not be right back. We're going to take this phone call. Wes from Indiana calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Wes?
Thank you, Bradley. I'll make it quick. I appreciate your guest today. Bobby, I think you're on to something. Thank you for sharing your video. I'm kind of shocked a little bit that it didn't come out to air before now. That's the first I've seen of it. But I think you're on to a very good point here. And Bradley, this screams, you know, if you remember the name, Van Jones,
yep.
Top to bottom,
yep.
Inside out. That's exactly what's going on. And per your last comment before taking my call, if you've ever seen the movie The Negotiator, you can see all this stuff going on in that particular movie. But my point being, I think that Bobby has a very good issue here, that he's presented it well, and I just wanted to thank you for allowing him on your show today.
Absolutely. Isn't it interesting? All the networks are just kind of, well, they put him to silence as well. They're just ignoring him, again, because it doesn't fit the narrative, Wes. This is what should be disturbing to everybody listening to the show today. This should be disturbing to everybody in this country. We have people that are in jail right now that are being blamed, okay, for what the modern-day brown shirts are responsible for. And what they want to do, Wes, is they want to make an example out of them, because the message is aimed at every single one of us, that if you dare stand up against our crimes, this is what's going to happen to you as well. And this is what we better wake up to, because if we don't wake up to it, again, Americans don't know what they have until it's lost. And I hope to God, literally, that it does not come to that, my friend. I truly do. I always appreciate Wes. Now, listen, friends, I want to get back to what I started during the first segment. I don't mean to shift so quick, but I do want to finish this. This is losing the narrative, as to what I was sharing with you during the first segment. Losing the narrative, friends, results into what's happening today concerning the vaccinated, singling you out in forced compliance. I want you to watch the rest of this, friends. It's that important. Threat of, we need 70% injected before the 4th of July, and if not, here comes the threat, we may have to shut everything down again.
We need everyone to get vaccinated. You need everyone to keep washing your hands, stay socially distanced, and keep wearing the mask as recommended by the CDC. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
It's aimed at singling you out, friends. It's aimed at isolating you, polarizing you, and demonizing those that have not taken it, period. They want you to believe that everyone is going along with this, when in fact, again, they are not. As a matter of fact, if it were true, then why did the compromised in this criminal conspiracy have to resort to bribery, coercion, manipulation through allurement? Pretty telling, is it not? I mean, we have lotteries in Ohio. CNN reported Ohio's Vax a Million lotteries boost COVID-19 vaccination rate. Well, this is what the governor wants you to believe. A chance to win $1 million if you get the experimental injections. Hey, friends, one question to ask yourself is, where did that money come from?
Ohio is offering its residents a shot at winning $1 million along with their COVID vaccine shots. Governor Mike DeWine announced that beginning May 26th, the state will draw one vaccine recipient to win $1 million. This will happen every week for 5 weeks.
Dating phone apps to hook up with others that have taken the experimental injections? I mean, come on, folks. How disingenuous can this pandemic truly be? Now they're even going into public schools attempting to bribe students into taking the experimental injections. And just think, friends, if they do so, they don't have to take their final exams. And just when you thought they could not get any lower in their debased efforts, they used the strip clubs in Las Vegas, Nevada. You heard me correct.
Looking ahead, Larry Flynt's Hustler Club is giving out COVID-19 vaccines this Friday. The pop-up clinic is being hosted at the club between 4 and 7 p.m. A similar clinic was hosted at the Hustlers Club in New Orleans this month. The workers gave out free shots of liquor to those who got vaccinated.
Friends, is that incredible? Genuine about this current pandemic? The crisis created is to bring you to their desired results. No matter how they have to spin it, they attempt to do it anyways. They want you believe.
This goes on, folks. Just wanted to let you know I just pasted that on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is the article of the day on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.